You're listening to SBS News.
Europe's heatwave is continuing with temperature records being broken in Germany, the UK, the Netherlands and France. This heatwave is caused by a cauldron of hot air from the Sahara Desert moving across the continent, drawn northwards by a high-pressure system. Scientists are warning that such heatwaves are becoming more frequent as a result of global warming from greenhouse gas emissions. But not only scientists are concerned.
Yeah, well, I think like everyone needs to react like now. I think everyone like realizes now that it's serious, but should at least. So it's like the responsibility of like each one of us to like start changing things. Even like little things like traveling less or like watching what you eat or yeah, stuff like that.
I'm enjoying it, but yes, I am worried about the impact of, you know, climate change and very concerned and trying to do my bit.
Dr. Carsten Houston at the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Oxford says there is a 40 to 50% chance that this will be the warmest July on record. An all-time high of 41.5 degrees Celsius was measured in Germany, while the Mercury in Paris reached a historic temperature of 42.6 degrees Celsius on Thursday. The temperatures measured across Europe matched those in some Gulf Arab capitals. The heat wave is not only affecting the people and their health. Northern Germany's lakes and rivers have dried up, imposing risks to fish stocks and threatening shellfish production. People who are elderly or vulnerable and who are exposed to the heat are most affected. Authorities across Europe have started handing out free water bottles to homeless people, and municipal buildings are open to anyone seeking shade. The impact of the heat continues, with the UK and Belgium facing major railway disruptions as trains are being forced to slow down in case of tracks buckling due to the heat. A spokesman from the railway in Belgium says,
"We have different sensors within the rails, and with these temperatures it can be that these sensors will malfunction. If that happens, we have a problem, of course, because these sensors, they will give our personnel a notice where a certain train is at a certain moment. If you don't know that, you can't have trains running safely."
The unusual conditions are also causing a reduction in French and German nuclear power output. The UK's National Weather Service, the Meteorological Office, says that the large amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are part of the reason we experience such heat waves. The heat wave is not over yet. Temperatures are set to remain high. Laura Bainey, SBS News.